Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
You know, being a man,
say about Berman,
or a male,
and I said Berman,
is not spiritual but physical. Can we all say it's physical?
It's physical.
It is the same with being a female.
Sarah soon as say about Oba.
A female is not spiritual, it's physical. So we do not have a male human spirit and a female human spirit. In the spirit, human spirit is human spirit, whether it's in a male body or a female body. So there is one human spirit, only one human spirit. If we do not have bodies and we are just spirits standing there, we are the same. But what brings a difference is the physical look. So both males and females are the same, but they exist in different bodies. You know, the spiritual is very powerful, isn't it? We say things like God created the physical out of the spiritual, and that is true. But we have to understand the power of the physical. That is why I say today we are going to be physical, and tomorrow we become spiritual. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there are some people who underestimate the physical. But it is not right. Because the physical can put a limitation on the spiritual, no matter how powerful. Our theme is the king's man. Of course, the king is God, who is a spirit. But the king's man is a physical man, and his name is called Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the king's man. Because when God decided to come on earth, the spiritual God decided to come on a physical earth, he came as a physical man called Jesus. And I want us to understand that if we believe that Jesus came physically, or the Spirit who is God came physically, then we should be able to freely talk about it. Why can't we talk about the physical? Why do we collapse the physical into the spiritual? Why is it that we want to file away all our physical differences and become one so that we have transgender people? If we believe that Jesus Christ came physically, then we must say it. Do you know, many people, they believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, but they don't say it. First John chapter 4. If you read down from verse 1 following, the Bible tells us in verse 2. Oh, if you like, let's take it from verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this we know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is telling us that this is the way to know the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God at work. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
It is that you have to confess that Jesus Christ came physically. There are many believers who believe that Jesus Christ came physically, but they don't say it. They are afraid to say it. It should not be so. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Wonderful. If you don't confess or say that Jesus Christ came physically, the Bible says that this is the spirit of the Antichrist. Antichrist doesn't like for us to talk about the physical side of Jesus. He wants us to spiritualize everything. And that is how false prophets, they operate. Any prophet, today I will show you something. Any prophet who gives only spiritual solutions to your problems, watch that prophet carefully. Anytime you go, you tell the person about maybe your academic problem, you tell about your marriage, there is nothing physical about it. He is going to tell you how some ancestors and your father and your husband and your mother and your grandmother, hey, he is going to make the whole thing so spiritual.
Now, what that comes, son, I'm a woman who said, oh, mommy, nana.
Hey, as if there is nothing physical to your problem.
I said,
this is the spirit of the Antichrist.
Hallelujah. Where Antichrist is.
Because the Spirit of God always points at the physical side of Jesus and his impact in our physical lives. And you know, such prophets as that, you will think that they are very spiritual. But rather, they are of the world. The Bible says that they are of the world. They are the people the Bible talks about in verse 4, 1 John 4:4. Is it 4:5 rather? that they are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world. And the world hears them. You know, the world, the unbelievers, they like for us to spiritualize everything. Sometimes when they hear us talking about the Lord Jesus, they say, no. Forget about Jesus, a physical person. I want you to talk about the spiritual things. Sometimes when you are preaching about physical things, they say, no, you are not spiritual, you are not anointed. You must tell us some deep things, mysteries hidden somewhere. That is what you must reveal. Stop speaking about these things. Tell us about spiritual things and all that. And people will be flowing them fans. They flow them fans and they go very deep. The Bible says that the way to know the spirit of error and the spirit of truth is that the spirit of error doesn't like to talk about the physical impact Jesus Christ had on this earth. What impact it had on us physically. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've labored this to make you to understand that the physical is very important to God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So if you are a man or you are a woman, don't take your manhood, you know, the fact that you are a man or you are a woman, don't take it little at all. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You must talk about it. You must talk about how Jesus Christ imparts you your physical life. And not just believe it. The Antichrist spirit believes that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, but he doesn't see.
Antichrist sumuno, or did he say yesu ba wonipa mu, or ba se wonipa, nanso na no nka.
Look at verse 3. And every spirit that does, okay, verse 2. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses, not every spirit that believes.
Wa se na we na wo be hu onyakopon sumuno. Sumsum biara e pe mu ka wan ka se sumsum a jidi.
Every spirit that confesses that Jesus has come in the flesh is of God. So beware of spirits that only believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Including you. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So today we are going to talk about the kinsman.
And then about the kinsman.
Because many people have a religious idea of who the kinsman is. But we want to describe the kinsman. Who is Jesus Christ? Songs of Songs 5. And then verse 10. My beloved is white and ruddy. This is a description of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know that Jesus said that, said the scriptures, because in them you think they have, you have eternal life, but it is they which testify of me. And he was not speaking about the New Testament. He was speaking about the Old Testament. He says that those scriptures, they testify, they talk about him. So this passage in Songs of Songs 5:10 to 16 is actually describing the physical Jesus who came on earth. The Shulamite was describing her beloved. But she didn't know that she was describing or testifying of God's beloved to come, and she was prophesying of the physical looks of Jesus.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
I like to visualize the physicalness of Jesus because it inspires me and it anoints me. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So look at what the Shulamite said. And I want us to understand that there are no unnecessary details in the Bible. Every word that we are going to read tonight is inspired by the Holy Spirit. It a prophecy of the Lord Jesus that God took His Spirit and clothed Jesus Christ in a physical male body to look exactly like what was prophesied about Him. She said, "My beloved is white and ruddy." If you study the scripture in the Hebrew, the word that is translated white is just talking about dazzling or sunny bright. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ was dazzling and sunny bright. Beautiful. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Wow. He was a sunny bright personality. He was not a cloudy and moody person. I don't like a moody God or a moody Jesus. I like a dazzling and sunny bright Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you see, this is important for us men. Because sometimes we get the idea that if you are serious and you are cloudy and you are fearful, then you are a man.
Who is the one who is and was fearfully made?
You shouldn't laugh. As for men, you don't laugh by heart. You don't laugh.
What a face.
As for a man, you must be cloudy. Otherwise, maybe your children will not respect you. Or even your wife will take you, people will not take you serious. Ladies and gentlemen, to be a man doesn't mean that you should be sad looking. Because the king's man was not like that. The ideal man that God brought gave him a physical body. He was not a cloudy person. The Bible says that God has anointed him, or God anointed him with the oil of gladness above his fellows. It is sometimes when we read Jesus or we think about Jesus, we think about somebody who is very serious, you know, Jesus. Maybe he didn't laugh. But Jesus Christ was a sunny, bright personality. Because apart from his physical, he was anointed with gladness. So when you see him, he inspires gladness, happiness. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Dazzling personality. Wonderful. Above his fellows. So all the people that were around, his fellows are talking about his fellow human beings, his fellow men. He was gladder than every human being on earth. He had an anointing for happiness and joy. Are you getting the picture of Jesus? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I want to erode that kind of mentality we have about the kinsman, about Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, in the kingdom of God, there will be no cloudiness and moodiness and sadness. I know sometimes we are disappointed by life. And sometimes, unknown to us, it shows on our face. It shows in our attitude. But the king's man was not like this. He was dazzling. He was anointed with joy above every human being on earth. That is why the Bible said in that verse that he was chief among 10,000. So it's an expression just to say, if you take all mankind, Jesus Christ was a cut above all mankind as far as being a sunny, bright personality is concerned.
And it is what you have said.
He said, my beloved is dazzling, is sunny bright. He is a bright personality, chief among 10,000. In other words, he is above his fellows as far as being a bright personality is concerned.
And it will come for Jesus to say, yes, and I said, the dofono, the sooner the barrier match, so you'll be an engine, one, the war fena, or then a war phenomenon. Yeah, you need pump, 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 the siwa, or no, or some.
I like to serve somebody like that. I tell you, I like to worship somebody like that. I wonder when I bow and I'm worshiping, I have an image of my Jesus who is chief among all mankind, above his fellows in gladness. I want to see a glad, happy Jesus, so that when I rise up from my worship, it reflects in my personality, it reflects in my life, and my children will see a sunny, bright personality, my wife will see a sunny, bright personality, and the world will see a sunny, bright personality just like our Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When he was just about to leave the earth, one of the things that he left mankind was what mankind didn't have. He said that, "My joy I give to you." He said, "My joy I give to you." Hallelujah. He said, "I want my joy to be in you." Because the apostles knew he was not a sad person. Imagine that he was a moody person, cloudy personality, sad. And then this person comes to the apostles and say, "I want my joy to be in you." I'm sure Peter will say that, "Please take your joy." Because I don't know, you say you have joy. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ had something chief among 10,000, which he found worthy. "I want to give you this, my anointing of happiness. This, my sunny, bright personality. I want to give it to you." Not the kind of cloudy, moody personality, you don't talk to anybody kind of thing that brings you high blood pressure. Men, receive the joy of the Holy Spirit. Receive a sunny, bright personality.
Hallelujah. Receive some.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. We want our men to change. We want them to be kingdom men. After the kingdom man who came with a sunny, bright personality. And the Bible says that he was ruddy.
Mm-hmm.
Ruddy. Say, "My beloved is white and ruddy." Ruddy means he has the finest complexion.
Wow.
Are you excited about our kinsman? I'm not saying that he was black or he was white or he was Middle Eastern. It's likely his Middle Eastern color, not the one which is mixed up right now between Europe and Africa, but original Middle Eastern color. I'm not saying that Jesus Christ is black. Whatever complexion that he was, the Bible says it was the finest complexion. Finest complexion. I like to think about my Jesus like that. I don't want a Jesus who had pimples all over him. Hey! Then when I finish worshiping him, do you know what will come on me? No way. I want a Jesus with the finest complexion. Finest. Why not? Because he didn't know anything. He didn't have any worry. He didn't have any fears. So why should he even have pimples? Why should he even have a rash? Because worry brings a lot of sicknesses, including skin diseases. And you do not have a sunny, bright personality. It is easy for you to have a lot of physical ailments. But imagine somebody who is anointed with joy above all human beings. He is the most joyful human being. He didn't have any pressure on his complexion. What a beautiful Jesus. You know, some of us, we think that if you're a man, it means that you must have a face that is not smooth. Your face must not be smooth.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.